I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I'm still working on it, guys. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying to be cool.
You'll catch up eventually. You'll become... You're in that middle ground between beta and alpha. You'll get there.
Yeah. I saw a clip of Alyssa Liu saying that in a recent event she did that was not the Olympics, that she was trying to mog the... She just wanted to mog the event. Like, the interviewer was like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Sure thing, young kid.
Yo, that kid rules, by the way. I know. So... I feel like we very much as a podcast glossed over the Olympics last week. And, you know, to be fair, like, I think a lot of people were sort of, you know, like, we had people in the Discord who were like waking up early and yada yada. And I was not one of those people. So I'm not going to wake up early for sports. Like, I'm just not going to do it. But I did watch the replays and watch, you know, consumed like everybody else via Instagram and online and stuff, everything that happened. And, you know, that includes hockey. That includes Liu winning the gold, like the first women's figure skating gold since like the 80s or whatever.
It was like 20 years. Not quite the 80. Feels like for us, it's the 80. 20 years ago is the 80s
Yamaguchi?
For us.
Was that... That's a name that is in my head. Is that right?
It was not Christy Yamaguchi.
Not Christy Yamaguchi? Okay.
I don't believe so.
Well, anyway.
24 years. Yeah, close enough.
Well, anyway. So, yeah, we didn't talk about it. And there's plenty to talk about this week. So, you know, what the hell? Might as well start with, you know, Olympics.
But, no, we did talk about it. And we talked about how the U.S. is not good at the Winter Olympics.
Except the sports that matter.
Well, it only matters because those are the ones we ever win at.
Correct. What's your point?
So there you go. I mean, yes, hockey is the biggest one, and they get gold in both.
Hockey and figure skating, bro. What else do you fucking want?
I don't know. That one Weijin had like 6 gold medals in it.
Oh, you want like cross-country golds? That ain't going to happen, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. And, you know. King is brought it up last week as well. It's like, yeah, you can't be training in like Mesa to get good at cross country skiing. But I've always thought it's like, how are they not good at skeleton, bobsled, any of those racing events?
You would think like
how are they not good?
People in like, you know, West New York or whatever, or like Buffalo, you think they'd be good at that shit. Like just going face first down a hill, you get on a tarp, you put a fucking hose on some grass, and that's skeleton. That you can train in skeleton on some grass. So
they do it anyway after a fucking sixer.
That's what I'm saying.
At a Bills game.
Exactly.
How could we not invest on getting at least medal? Like, come on. It's embarrassing. They're like,
the fucking New York contingent is here. Fuck you dirty Italians. We're going to kick your fucking ass. Skeleton bitch.
Though in fairness, I think people in Western New York talk more like, ooh, sorry.
Sorry, we didn't win.
Josh Allen, sorry.
Sorry for taking the gold from you there, bud. Sorry. Oh, geez.
And then also the other end of it, you know, the other big one now.
Are you doing Gangnam Style?
Is that a little sigh?
No, it's like a Minnesota thing. They say "ope."
All right.
Minnesota. It's the other end of the other big events, you know, should be like snowboarding. Like, we invented snowboarding. But it's the same thing with skateboarding. The tiny little Asian people just fly in the air on skateboards and snowboards, and it become better than us at it.
Yeah, we can't touch them anymore. Once the tomato retired, that was it for us. Yeah, unfortunately.
What if we had Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and Randy Moss doing snowboarding? We would rule.
America's got the best athletes, clearly. You got Josh Allen and a bobsled. What are we doing here? Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson as a goalie? The United States men team would win everything.
LeBron at every position.
I love that about us. We're just like, you know, wait a minute. If Trent Williams could just get on a bobsled as the anchor weight, we would win everything.
No, you saw that play where he went in motion in the backfield and just ran straight. That dude's a fucking freak.
Super Bowl 47, he pulled, and oh.
We get Javon Curse out of retirement, and he could go in a gold medal.
He's a freak.
Duh, boys. Cordell Stewart slash, he could do it all. Get him out there.
Kyrie Irving on the slalom course. That dude's breaking people's ankles. He's cutting through that snow.
He's slippery, man.
Oh, boy. There are plenty of quad gods out there. Screw this kid.
Yeah.
NFL's quad full god. Of quad
Great job
gods.
For him.
Yeah.
Though I will say, in fairness to the winter games, like we don't quite do that dumb American thing as much in the winter games. We do kind of admit that's not our thing, but
summer.
Except for hockey now, though.
But summer 2028, we will be doing the thing.
Oh,
where it's
God.
Like,
in our own backyard.
We had Cooper Flag.
We have more athletes in Los Angeles than the rest of the world has combined. Like,
right.
They could just take athletes from LA area and they could win every single gold. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
what are we
yeah.
doing here?
What are we doing? Yeah.
I'm sure we'll break the record for probably golds and medals at that Summer Olympics. Because the home country always has a bump in medals as well.
Well, guy in charge, you know. He has a way with these things too. So they're, you know, I think
he's gonna have to figure out something for basketball because basketball ain't no freebie anymore.
No basketball.
So it's
basketball. I know we're just started by Winter Olympic talk. I really do think, and I've thought this for really right after they won it last summer. Basketball in 2028. There is a very real scenario that, like, we're just playing for the bronze medal.
If we're lucky.
Like,
and you know what? Like, we're going to be mad about it. But that might actually be, like, best case scenario.
I will storm the Capitol if we don't win gold in basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like whatever it was, 2004, it was like, okay, was it 2004, where I think they got bronze, right? Where LeBron and Melo were all like 19.
Yeah, they were too young.
Okay,
no one was too
I
old.
Get it. We're trotting out Chauncey Billups as our star. Like
Michael Redd, I think, was one
Michael
of the
Michael Redd is a starter. Like
Tayshaun Prince.
But at this point, that's 20 plus years ago. Like that should not be a scenario anymore. But
it's a similar scenario where the
real scenario it is
similar because the core is aging out quick.
Oh,
very, very quick.
They've aged out.
They have aged. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the 2024 team
and that's why 28
was great.
I mean, because really it's going to be because the young's not quite there yet. The young kids, because really I mean, Jaylen Brown and Tatum and.
Dude, Con Knipple is going to be like
and
a Klingon, starter.
Klingon might be the starting
Klingon
starter.
Klingon will be on the team.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if he'll start, but he will be on the team.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden you start looking at it, and it's like, yeah, meddling, like a bronze might be the cap. Yeah. Yeah. But in doubt, I mean,
forward, period.
Yes. Well, I mean, young kids, it's like I said, it's that gap of all the old veteran stars aged out and you got to reload. It takes a little bit.
They relied so much on Steph and KD and LeBron.
And LeBron.
Like in that and they would not have done they wouldn't have done it without Steph going crazy and KD going crazy. Like and those guys are way too old to be in the next one, so
well, then you also then you mix in the world catching up. Like
yeah,
I said,
totally,
all the
totally.
The last American, like I was last time, like the last American hasn't won an MVP like in 8 years. So I think they really need to like hunker down and put some good people in that 3-on-3. They need to get a gold in basketball somehow. We can't run Jimmer Fredette and two scrubs out there in 3-on-3. And we got to put some real players.
This guy wants to win that flag football gold medal.
Or something. We got to get a gold somehow, man.
Did we lose the 3-on-3?
Yeah, I don't even think we medaled.
Medal? Okay, I don't. That's a fake one.
I think the women won, right?
The women won.
Plum's a fucking G. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but again, yeah, they're running out Kelsey Plum. They're running out Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah.
He's aged it out of not even being good.
Doesn't even play in Europe anymore.
No.
Did you do like Jimmer and Mac McClung and like that's our 3-on-3 team?
It's the small whites.
Walk out Jason Williams out of retirement too, like white chocolate. Yeah, it's perfect.
Dude, it's so ball.
You know what our list should be? When we storm the Capitol after the U.S. loses the gold in men's basketball,
doesn't get the gold.
Yeah.
They ain't playing for that.
Fair. Or if they don't medal at all, when we storm the Capitol, which congressperson or senator's office would you want to steal something from? Maybe that should be our top three this week. I don't know. Just thinking about it. Or we can discuss it right now. This is all a way for me to say I'm breaking into AOC's office and I'm stealing something. So,
FBI, yeah. I mean, this is hyperbole. Yeah. This is joking right now.
Jokes. All jokes.
AOC, they'll probably, open the door for you like the feds did on January 6th. Am I right, Patriots? <That's> right. Open the door right for us.
This podcast will be played at the trial system.
In fairness, I might do the same thing. I might poop on Chuck Schumer's desk.
Oh my god, it'd be so fun! Yeah. Oh, it'd be so fun to poop on a desk. Are you kidding me?
Isn't old Charles? Isn't he up for re-election here in the midterms?
I don't know.
Yo, pooping on a chair would be so fun, or not a chair, like a desk.
On now, right?
She's like on her way. I don't think she's actually out yet, but yeah.
Okay.
Man, it shows how much we pay attention.
Come on.
These aged dinosaurs running the Democratic.
I don't know what
the Democratic apparatus in politics is not exactly enthralling to follow right now.
Yeah.
Except for Mom Donnie. That guy's
is it weird?
That guy's a real crooner.
Yeah. John Kerry? I almost said Jim Kerry.
Kramer?
He was called a flip-flopper, and it lost him the presidency because somebody called him a flip-flopper. Like, Mom Donnie going all over the... Like, that guy's a two-way player, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Dukakis in the helmet, that can lose the election. Who was the guy that had, like, the yeah! Or, like, the... Howard Dean. Howard Dean.
Yes.
That used to lose you elections.
We're gonna go to Minnesota and North Dakota and Vermont. And everyone's like, yep, you're done.
You're done, bud.
You're out. That is abhorrent, appalling behavior, unfit of the office. You're done.
Dan Quayle couldn't spell, and he was a vice presidential candidate.
In fairness, and I think it's because of Dan Quayle, I always hesitate how to spell potato in its singular form. I'm always like, is there an E?
Have we all had trauma? Like, because we were kids, and we were learning how to spell at that time. And so did we all have like residual trauma with Dan Quayle, like getting publicly shamed? Like it's because I agree with you. Like if I spell tomato or potato, I have to think about it. I know how to spell these words. I know how to spell them, but
I could spell
I went good. To college. I know how to spell somewhat. Just not potato or tomato.
Just saying.
I can spell Archimedes, but I can't spell potato.
There might be
I know how to do it
guys.
In its plural form, but singular, I have no idea.
Just call it a tuber from now on, and that's all. I'll just pass.
Yeah. Okay.
Back to the question though. Fender getting racist with it. No Irish kid.
Well, that's standard.
Fender's always racist. Yeah, he lives in West Lynn. Yeah, so that is just a prerequisite.
That's fair.
Go on.
What were you gonna say, Ski?
Let's get back to the topic of breaking into the politicians' offices. Which one has the best like drugs?
Oh, that's Bobert. Office I'd... Bobert for sure. Like you should. Oh,
she's younger than us, dude.
She's
I think she's coke and Molly.
You think she's she's not cranking meth?
No, I don't
she's
think so.
She's cranking something, but it ain't meth.
Marjorie Greene Taylor might delve into meth because she's super like vascular and like works out.
I think she's doing those Ken Caminiti like speedballs.
Speedballs.
Like meth and steroid combo.
Isn't that what killed Chris Farley? Was a speedball?
A speedball.
Yeah. These are I love like 90s drug terms. Like, because they
crank,
yeah, crank and yeah,
crank is a great one.
Jeez, yeah, speed. What like speed? Like we give our kids speed, like don't we? Like Ritalin and shit. Like, isn't that what that is?
One of my favorite movies was named Speed.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's what the '90s were
There's
all about,
guys. Bomb on this bus.
On the bomb.
See, they just. We made it the names cool because like back then it was like they used to call them like greenies,
branding.
Uppers, branding, and then we got speed, like speed, much better, crank, way cooler.
Yo, it started with Reagan, right? Didn't it all start with Reagan, like introducing that shit in the '80s? Like that dude, to his credit, that guy was a marketing genius. Like he knew how to sell some shit. And so you introduce crack into the streets. Hey, let's call it crack.
Crack and AIDS to black communities. That's wasn't what that, Reagan
sounds
sold.
Sounds kind of cool, right? Actually. And you know what? Let's make it cool. Let's say it's coming from, like, another country. And, you know, like, drug lords. That's a cool term, right? Like, people, lord of drugs? Lord. That sounds fucking cool, right?
Well, we had, Gaylord back. It was Gaylord. Gaylord wasn't popular yet, I guess.
But popular?
The lord, he was a picture in the '70s.
Yeah, exactly. You know. It was in the '90s when that became a term. But I think you're wrong about Reagan. I mean, wasn't that Ollie North that took the fall for Reagan with all the arms deals and the flooding the inner cities with coke to make crack?
Iran-Contra is just a banger.
Iran-Contra.
It's a banger phrase, though. Like,
Iran-Contra.
It is.
God. Yeah. Iran-Contra? Contra was a kick-ass video game back then. We all know it. Like, Iran-Contra? Come on, bro. Marketing to them kids. To them kids. Brilliant.
This is a great thing about American Dad taught me about Ollie North. Good episode. Had a song to it, too.
Of course there was a song.
There's always a song. It's Seth MacFarlane. There's a song.
Seth MacFarlane will teach you some shit. Oh, man.
The best. Fender trying to say he's the best Contra player you've ever met.
I don't believe you.
I bet you are.
Actually, that might be possible because I haven't met a lot of Contra players, to be fair.
Yeah, who's playing Contra?
Yeah. It's a long time ago, Fender. They have cooler games now.
35 years ago. Yeah.
You should get an Xbox 360, maybe just as like a starting point or something.
Nice little, it's
a Wii U. You got to get his feet wet with a Wii U.
My kid fucking, by the way, like no joke, the Wii U was the shit. Like when that came out, because my kid was in like elementary school at the time, younger maybe, it had the big handheld screen and you could play games on it. You could watch stuff on it. And that shit was, it was like iPad before they were old enough to get a nice iPad. You know what I mean? That shit had like Cheetos on it. Like it was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And it held up because Nintendo knows what the hell they're doing. Man, it's like a lot of good video games.
They may have lost the war, but they gave us some good consoles.
Sure did.
Yeah, I mean, they did a very good job at appropriating it of Italian culture. I mean, nice job, Nintendo.
As a result of the war, one could say. So really, I think it could be argued
that
the United States introduced the world to video games. There's an argument to be made. I don't think I think I'm going to not make that argument
it's there.
Yeah, it's there though. Yeah. Like King says, open your third eye. Let's see. What do we want to talk? Oh yeah. Okay. So Olympics. So, Alyssa Liu was awesome. I did not know her game. I apologize. I bow to her. early 20s from the fucking town. She posed with a gold medal like Mac Dre after she won it. She said, "That's what I'm fucking talking about," while skating off the ice after winning the gold. She celebrates like the opponents more than herself. She's just a cool ass kid, man. Like, she fucking rules, dude. She's like anime kid, like, bro, single dad. Like, come on, man. What are we doing? Like, that, she fucking, she's the shit. I hope, like, she, you know, she retired when she was 16 because she didn't like it anymore, and then was like, "Hey, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna do it my way. I'm not gonna diet. You can't tell me what to eat. Like, if I feel like I'm working out too much, I'm gonna stop. Like, you can't tell me what to do." And she fucking won a gold medal. Like, bro, like, she's the shit. Like, she's the shit. So that's all. And I, you know, again, we should have talked about this last week, but, you know, like most people, I needed the news cycle and the Instagram cycle to happen before I actually saw what was going on. So, fuck, man, she rules. She rules.
Yeah. But again, this goes back to the U.S. being shitty at the Winter Olympic Games, that you got to glom on to the one things you actually win at. You know, figure skating's not exciting.
It can be.
Can be.
I guess because at least the pairs, they like launch the chick like 20 feet on, like, those throws.
So
it's like,
just, so like the possible women. Physical abuse of women excites ski.
Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooga, they get them like
Booga,
a
caveman. Jesus.
They get them like a cross face crippler, or like a, you know, they get them in wrestling moves while they twirl around as well.
I mean, they don't. It's like figure skating tandem moves, but you know, you do Yuski. Yeah.
That's what they're, I'm just watching, man.
Swoosh says red flag. It might be a red flag. Might be a red flag, Ski. Yeah. If you got a loud knock on your door later, I'm just saying, like, maybe.
I mean,
I like when they throw them in the air really hard.
Yeah.
Throwing
women.
This is also why you can't grasp alpha male and clavicular, because you like figure skating and you don't like them launching the chicks.
That's probably it. Yeah.
I think this is what we're establishing here.
That's got to be the motto. You just, like, when a broad gets too close, you just yeet them.
You, right? You yeet, exactly.
Yeet.
That's what you do.
Yeet. Yeet.
Fucking way. Oh, man. All right. And then yeet. Yay, go. And then hockey, I don't know, the women won, which is cool. The women stay winning. And the men, so, like, I am torn, as we've discussed in the Discord. Like, it is very exciting that the United States men won a gold medal in hockey. Like, it is really cool. The stuff after the game, not as cool. And they're, like... It's one of those things where, like,
shut up,
yeah,
silly woman. Shut up, silly woman.
Where'd that one come from? I've never heard that one yet.
We've had it for a while. I think it was his stump speech.
Perfect drop.
I just don't use it very often because, for obvious reasons,
it's so good.
Shut up,
woman.
Silly woman.
Please play it again.
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Shut up, silly woman.
Silly woman.
It's the delay. It's the pause so in there good. That makes it great.
The way he says
the pause
woman.
Is so good.
The way he
pregnant
says woman.
A pregnant pause, perhaps.
Silly woman.
Silly woman.
Heavens to Murgatroyds, even. Oh my god.
I tried to get WCP to give me the, you know, the quiet piggy line, but he was like, that's a bridge too far.
You won't do it. Not even.
He won't do it. So
no, he's like,
that's as close.
He's protecting us from ourselves. I appreciate that.
He is. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I would go crazy with that one.
So again, men's hockey wins the gold. Cash Patel's in the locker room.
See, before that, though,
mega hats, about the whole thing, yeah.
About the game itself, because that's two separate things. The U.S. winning, all the shit that happened afterwards, two big, you know, big separate things. on one end, like U.S. hockey has been trending over the last, since the last Olympics, trending towards doing what they did, beating Canada. I mean, they got good young players. They, I mean, some of the elite players in the NHL now. I mean, Canada's still stacked.
My first indication of this happening was Shorzy. Because remember Shorzy's jokes about the Americans and like the American hockey players and like how they're like, when the stereotypes about the American hockey players are like changing basically, and they're like, they're big now and they're sort of beasts now and like they're a little scary now, and sure enough, coming out and winning gold, baby. If the Canadian comedy writer is acknowledging that USA hockey might actually be better than Canada hockey, that's a sign. There's your sign.
Like I said, it's not to say better. They're at least equal now, though. That's what they've gotten up to. Because I mean, it was still an overtime game. Like it wasn't. They didn't run away with it. Even for the women's end against Canada, I mean, they stomped them in the first matchup, and then, I mean, that was close games on both ends. I mean, neither team is, you know, the Russians from the 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, where they just beat the shit out of everyone.
Are you, but I mean, you sound like you're in agreement with the Canadian players, like, saying...
To be fair,
you saw the game, gentlemen. Who do you think was the better team? That's Ski right now.
Well, no,
actually, 3-on-3 overtime hockey.
That's not real hockey.
Let's complain about it after the fact, after you lose. Yeah, totally. Yep. Mm-hmm. It is dumb. Yes, it is dumb. 3-on-3 is dumb. Yes.
They want the game over. They don't want shootouts to settle it. So
just play until somebody scores.
Like that could take forever.
Okay. All right. So
these guys have to go back and continue their season.
So then you have a legendary gold medal game that lasts like, you know, 5 hours or whatever, and then you talk about it forever. It's a fucking day. You play 5 hours, you go to bed late, and then you wake up the next day and rest. You're probably going to do that anyways. Like, deal with
or
it.
You're a professional athlete.
Deal with it.
Yeah, or you also get your fucking chiclets knocked out like Hughes did. It's
hockey.
Like, yeah, the team that's paying you millions of dollars, I don't think wants you playing 5-hour and knock them drag out fucking games.
So is this a Bettman problem?
No, because they actually care. It's the difference between baseball and basketball and football is... These hockey players actually care and want to win. Just think of telling a baseball player, like, they literally change the rules, like, yeah, we don't want these games to go long anymore. Ghost runner on second. I'm surprised NBA OT hasn't come to something stupid like, oh, it's 1-on-1, 1-to-5 game. Some shit like that. So.
But I can't hear Canada complaining anymore because of all these rings. Like, I can't.
3 beers! 4 beers!
Oh, no.
5 beers!
Oh, no.
I mean.
America.
America. So, anyway, is that our Olympics?
Somehow
spot?
That's not on the soundboard. Somehow, yeah. Just America is not on our soundboard. That's weird.
America. But all right, so finish out the other end. Because like I said, the game was one thing. The post-game shit was another thing.
Yeah.
The players, I mean, I'm gonna give someone, at least from after the game, I'm going to give them a benefit of the doubt. They're drinking beers. Their adrenaline's through the fucking roof. I mean, when fucking
President
Swirly
of the United States calls them, makes a joke, you're probably just going to laugh by default, right?
Like, yes, exactly. So anything that happened right then, it's like, I don't really hold it against them.
Yeah.
Anything after that, you know, the guys throwing on MAGA hats and shit like that, you can't justify that out of anything.
Bro. And then I do love the story that came out like today or whatever, right? Like Kachuk or whatever. Trump released a video.
AI'd a video
of him like talking shit about Canada, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, do you sheep maple syrup, though, fuckers?
He's like, yeah, I don't really like that. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, well, maybe don't be friends with the asshole. Like, yeah. It's pretty, like it's really simple, you guys. But again, like I think there is a point to this too, that they are dumb hockey players. And hockey
players, I believe they should be the dumbest
dumb.
Of all athletes, of all major sport athletes.
Like, I don't know that there is an argument against it.
No.
Like, that hockey players are the dumbest athletes.
Football, you could say, I mean, baseball, because guys don't even go to school. So,
baseball,
I mean, I bet they're really dumb.
Fair. That's yes. fair, actually, yeah. And they're playing professionally in high school.
half of them just make millions of tens of millions of dollars a year. And every day they go to work and they just stand there like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just think of all the kids from the DR and stuff that are doing baseball since they're 10 years old. They're not going to school.
Yeah.
They're trying to get out of the DR and get a major league contract at 15. I'm going to flip flop.
This is a good
flip flop in here. I'm going to lose.
Good argument, actually.
Baseball players are the dumbest.
This is a very good argument. Because, like, I think we all have known young baseball players, like, you know, people in their 20s who were playing baseball still, and they were dumb. Like, those guys were dumb, and they didn't have any illusions about it. They were just dumb meatheads. And I think hockey's the same. Like, I really do. Like, you mentioned football. I don't think football's – I think a good majority of football players are like actually very intelligent people.
You have to at least go to 1 year of college.
Yeah. Well, and
like, a couple years of college now.
You have to understand so much scheme shit and like everything that goes on. Like, you have to be analytical at the very least.
Yeah. That's not necessarily intelligence, but it is.
But in baseball, you just catch a ball, throw a ball, hit a ball. Like, it's
pitchers have to know stuff.
Yeah. But other than that,
infielders a little bit, but
hockey,
outfielders,
hockey,
DHs,
hockey, you do shifts,
relievers.
Yeah.
I don't think relievers need to know anything. It's just throw ball hard.
Yeah. For
come out to
like
a cool song.
Pitches. Yeah.
Throw 10 pitches hard. Leave.
I was going to say
they're dumb and weird. Yes. They're very weird.
I was going to say that about hockey too. It's like you like come out, play for a minute and then get subbed out for like a few minutes. Then come back in for a minute, then get subbed out, come back in, and then just do the same shit over and over again. Like, all you got to know is, like, hey, don't cross that blue line before the puck does, and that's it.
Well, hockey players respect the thin blue line.
They do.
They do.
Just like this podcast.
Absolutely.
But see the difference is hockey players are like meatheads. So yes. you just assume they're dumb. They're dumb as a bag of bricks. Baseball players give the illusions like they could be smart.
Yeah.
And then you talk to them and they're like, "Oh, you are very, very dumb."
Go
talk to a ball player for a little bit. They're not bright. And also, I mean, their season lasts 3/4 of the year. You get a bunch of dummies together in a room for 3/4 of a year. No one's making each other smarter. They're going to bring people down to the dumbest person's level.
Yep. I love this conversation.
Real quick,
sports with the dumbest athletes. I think we probably identified it, but I mean, the fighting sports as well. But, you know, like
that's different.
They're literally beating their heads in all day long.
I mean, like, as far as baseball goes, like a guy like John Smoltz is nationally prominent as a smart guy. And it wasn't that many years ago that he was like, "I think coronavirus is fake and was planted by the clouds." All right, John.
Hey, John.
Well, then you can't call the games this year because that's weird. And people don't agree with that. Well, I think the clouds from China planted this virus that isn't actually that dangerous. All right, John. We'll see you in a couple years.
But he's not even the worst. Schilling, Rocker.
No,
I mean,
those are
low hanging fruit at this point. Yeah. Rocker racking the news lately, right? It's fucking crazy.
He has like cancer.
Yeah.
Does he? Of course he because he needed to go to like Mexico to like help treat his cancer.
Oh.
Of course. Yeah.
Guys. I think we got an update.
Da, 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 da.
The second plane hit the tower?
This just into the TSB desk. We have a new sound on the soundboard in celebration of the United States men's and women's hockey team bringing home gold.
America, fuck yeah! Coming again to save the motherfucking day, yeah!
Courtesy of WCP 541. Chuck, next with weather.
That got my dog very excited, by the way. The America Fuck Yeah song.
Dog, the
dog, dog's dog on the ground sat up quick and came over to me like it wants to party.
I gotta hit it one more time just because that one does jack me up.
America, fuck yeah! Coming to save the motherfucking fuck yeah!
Ugh, so good. Booble says rare W for cancer, by the way.
Cancer has a lot of W's, but this is one we can get behind.
Cancer kind of is like the biggest dynasty in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Like I've mentioned this before, but I watched Norm MacDonald, and weirdly, like 20 years later, he succumbed to cancer. But one of his jokes was, yeah, everyone says they beat cancer. They don't really. It usually comes back and beats them.
Yeah, eventually.
Why don't we celebrate cancer beating you? Everyone was like, oh.
Norm. Swoosh says lacrosse players are the dumbest athletes.
But they go to like Duke and like good schools.
Yeah, no, they're usually
high affluent families as well.
Yeah, right? The Winklevoss twins, the Gladden brothers from sisters. Like it's the lacrosse bros are a different breed.
Yeah,
they're smart. Yeah. They're smart. Yeah. They're racist.
Oh, yes, and a little rapey.
Racist,
a
little bit sexually assaulty. You know, definitely, like, I mean, they have to go to good schools just to be able to play the sport, and they have to be rich. They are always just, by rule, douchebags, so, you know, it is what it is.
That is funny. Like most sports, you play sports, you go to college, you get a scholarship. Okay, it's fine, it's cool, it's whatever. Can you imagine being a lacrosse player and everyone else is going to like Johns Hopkins, Duke, Yale, Harvard, and you're like, the University of Oregon gave me a partial scholarship.
A partial.
What a loser. What a loser. Yeah. You're a loser.
Yeah. That sucks.
Well, there goes you running a Fortune 500 company with me.
Oof. Yeah, what are you gonna play professionally? You're gonna go pro in lacrosse? Is that the goal here?
I'm gonna play for the
make 25 grand a year.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what you'll get with a degree from the U of O as well. So good luck with that.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, case in point. I gotcha. Anybody else work fast food and food delivery for most of their 30s? Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Shout out to Pony Express.
Hell, fuck yeah. R.I.P. Pony Express. Didn't she sell it to, she sold it to like, it was Duck something, and then that got sold to Grubhub, which is now Grubhub.
Yes.
So it turned into that. Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, she had I'm sure she wasn't the only person in America that had that idea in 2012.
No.
But
She was
very close to not coming out very well, but coming out like generationally.
Gangbusters, I know. Very close. She, like,
hold on for another 18 months.
I know. She's doing fine. She had the idea to add alcohol, though. That was like the big one and like big game changer. Adding.
Well,
like,
that's a tricky one to get in the game on.
It is. Yeah. It was brilliant, though.
You got to grease some fucking palms to get that in this state.
Yeah. To be able to deliver alcohol, like, how do you. I don't remember checking ID. I was delivering. Yeah. I don't remember that being a part of any sort of training. I sure as hell didn't have to get like a alcohol permit or anything. Like,
OLCC card.
Maybe that's why she sold it. She's like, you know, there's a lot of questionable things that I've created here for myself. Maybe I should just get out of this.
Just hot potato to someone else.
Yeah.
when I was delivering a a bowl of clam chowder and an IPA to an old man in a alley in the Wit. I didn't really give a shit about having an OLCC card. I was just worried about getting out of that alley with potholes 9 feet deep.
Yep.
You gotta get some potholes put into you as well.
Exactly that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, get stabbed, bro.
Ah, thanks for the change, sir.
Yeah.
And I can say that.
Here's a tip.
Get
out of here now before you get
your tip, bro. Drive faster.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Wit, so I can say these jokes. It's okay. There were lots of homeless people and drug addicts who lived in my neighborhood.
Made you tougher.
Yeah,
like you go find some great 5-on-5 games with them.
And my
you could hoop like crazy though. Yeah.
It absolutely was the like, hey mom, I'm going to play basketball, and I just like as an elementary school kid just walking to the Underbridge by myself to like maybe meet my friend there and then play with all the grown-ups in the Underbridge park. Like
they call a timeout. You know, you're sitting there crushing your Gatorade and dudes there just shooting up heroin.
For
like,
real.
Now I'm good. Now I'm good. I was cramping.
Now we can
I was
play.
Cramping.
Now we
now
can
I'm
play.
Good.
Yeah. Now all right, let's play. Line it up. Let's line it up at the free throw line. Yep.
Oh, what do you mean line it up? What do you mean? Line?
Did somebody say line? by the way, like, think about that. Like, elementary school age. Think about that. It's like 10. It's like 10 years old going down there by myself. 10 years old? Mom. I've had these conversations with her before, by the way. So she's like single mom. She's like working, so she's not even home if something goes wrong. Like, fuck.
I mean, this is what the MAGA movement is about. Is getting back to these times.
Yeah.
It was
a
different time. Now we all live under a surveillance state where every parent knows where every kid is at every moment. Yeah. Like, wait a minute. It's 12:15 and you're in the science hall. I know you have liberal arts this period. What are you doing? Group 360 tells me.
Speaking of liberal.
We're out of control. We're out of control.
All those Obama drones. Every parent has their own, right? Like, yeah, it's perfect.
Absolutely.
It's perfect. Yeah. 2026. Let's go.
Real quick, I just noticed, King, where'd you get the Charmander blowing the Nike swoosh and fire hoodie?
That's kind of awesome. Yeah.
I got it from the TikTok shop or Instagram shop. I don't know. I got it this week and it came in the mail. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Love it.
I had no clue.
You
didn't order it?
No, I did.
Okay. Yeah,
I ordered it on December 2nd.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, because I opened it. I was like, why did I a Pokemon sweatshirt? Yeah. What are we doing? I'm a Blastoise boy. What are we doing here?
You're like, pissing me the wrong Pokemon.
This is the wrong Pokemon. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, man.
I remember ordering it. But I don't know why. I do remember I was sitting on the couch like, oh, it's Charizard blown out a Nike swoosh.
You're
this
like
is sick.
45 minutes into an edible. You're like, oh, sick.
I think that's probably what it was. But yeah, I ordered it on December 2nd and I got it on Tuesday. Finally, it came in the
good
mail.
Good turnaround.
Yeah, great turnaround.
Let's see. Fender, what are you questioning here? So Fender in the chat is like, we're letting Braga slide with his statement that he had ghetto b-ball game. Are you questioning that you were good enough
to play under the bridge?
That I have told many
with Meth Larry.
I have told many people that it was my friend Rye Robinson and I. We would in elementary school. He was good at basketball. Yep. Went to North Eugene. Was very good at basketball. He and I would go down there, and they would just fucking let us play, dude. Like they, it was. I think it helped them with. I sort of look at it like this: like the cops were constantly driving by and constantly monitoring what they were doing down there because they were selling drugs down there. And so having kids play basketball,
seeing little
with them,
kids.
probably helped their image. You know what I mean? And it's not like we sucked. I mean, we were better than a lot of the, like, you know, like random Mexican dudes, not to be racist, who were playing basketball down there. And, you know, like,
you were definitely taller than them, even at 10.
Like, I'm just saying, like, it was fun, though. It was cool. Like, it was like, truly, it shouldn't have happened and it wouldn't happen today. But fuck, it was fun. Like, some of the most fun I had as a child was playing in the underbridge.
So you were basically like Nick Cannon from The Wire. You send the real young kids out there. So like, it wasn't Nick Cannon was in The Wire. No. Like a young kid, wasn't he?
Nope.
Who was the young, who am I thinking Michael of as a real? Was it Michael B?
Oh, he was in the show. Yeah.
Are you thinking about Wildin' Out?
No, I have not thought about Wildin' Out. It must have been. I must be thinking Michael B. Jordan. Yeah.
It was Michael B. Jordan.
It was like the 12-year-old. Yeah, you get the 12-year-old kids out there for cover when you're running game.
You might be thinking of Bodie, because Bodie was the one who was like sort of in charge of the kids in the project. So, yeah. Where's Wallace? Says Swoosh. Wallace was. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, they're agreeing with you. I was Wallace, which is Michael B. Jordan's character. So
yeah.
Fender, like, jail, Fender satisfied. Right? Thank you, Fender, for giving me your grace for approving of my childhood experience. I appreciate that.
And I think that little hoodlum Rye you ran around with is now a like high school principal. So
who is
good? Rye.
Oh, is he
principal now? Yeah.
No shit. Can we say which school?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's somewhere in Eugene.
No,
I don't
kidding.
Remember.
I had no idea. That's cool, man. I literally haven't heard from him since then. So it's one of those deals where, like, I tell my kid all the time, it's like, hey, you're probably not going to be friends with this person in the next 2 years. So don't stress too much, my guy.
On that note, this is insane. Yesterday, went to the Oregon-Wisconsin basketball game.
Oof, condolences.
My seats are generally
W.
They gotta win. They gotta win.
Yeah, they gotta dub. They beat a tourney team. Am I right? Yeah. They kicked their ass.
Yeah.
So I always walk in, I don't know, east side. It's a section that runs into 107, 106. I don't know what side. I'm directionally challenged. It's where
the
I always west, walk.
Be the west side of the arena.
Sure. Okay. And I walk in and kid was like, can I get a soda and a water? I'm like, yeah, let's go. Go to the concession stand. And this guy is like, hey, man, I've seen you walk in a few times this year. And I was like, oh, okay. Because in my head, I'm like, well, yeah, I always come in through this entrance. And he was like, do you remember me? And as he's saying that, I'm like, I think his name is Clinton. And he goes, yeah, I'm Clinton. And I was like, I'm hamming it up, obviously. Oh, even though I did kind of make the connection. Oh, Clinton. It's like, yeah, we had, it was like a fucking class for like first grade educators. Like I don't remember what it was. It was like creative writing for like elementary school kids at the U of O. He's like, we had that class and this group project. And I was like, oh, now I kind of do remember you, but like what, how the book do you remember that dude?
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm volunteering back here for my kids. That's a cold. My brain just explodes.
Yo, I love what that
because I do remember him. I was like, damn, you got nice hair, man. I didn't know what to say. Your hair's looking good. I left.
Hell yeah. Hello. It's a small ass town, man. It's a small ass town, and if you live here long enough, you're gonna have interacted with pretty much everybody.
I've seen you walk in a few times this year. Hell, I was like, "What? Well, that's weird."
He's probably like, "Why the fuck are you going to multiple Oregon games?"
But I think I've mentioned this class. We had it with Ivan Johnson, who ended up playing for the Atlanta Hawks.
Bob,
he could not read.
Ooh, so we have to go back and talk. Maybe it's NBA players. Yeah. Are they dumber?
No.
I think it depends. They're like incentivized to not be idiots too. So yeah,
I don't think he even tried to learn how to read. He was like, I was born at 6'9". Yeah. I'm fine. All right.
What was the Cardale Jones line?
We're not here to play school.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Fucking A, man. I respect that so much. Like he rightfully caught crap for it, but I respect that so much.
He went back and graduated, so good for Cardell.
He did.
Kind of needed it. Broadcaster. That NFL career didn't quite pan out.
That's true. He got the... Was that before the automatic contracts, though? I think he got paid...
Oh, he could have got that big money first.
Yeah, he might have got that big money, so... Okay. Do we have any... Like, I have this, like, list of things that we could talk about, but... I don't know.
You want I don't think
do,
we need to talk...
You want us
to
do our list?
Can I just give you like 3 minutes of Blazers?
Yeah, man. That was one of the things was gonna talk about, because like there was some news about the stadium stuff, and there's like $400K to upgrade Moda and not build a new one. Which
$400K? Sorry, $400,000.
$400 million.
$400 million. Yeah. Sorry.
A couple of zeros.
Just the on the court stuff. So the Blazers.
Booble says put it on the clock. By the way.
The Blazers are gonna make the play-in. Memphis, they're not gonna fall behind Memphis, and everyone else behind them is tanking. So they'll make the playoff, and because Denny's out for who knows how much time now, and Sharp functionally is out for the rest of the year, they'll be the 10 seed. They'll be vanquished. Probably, if you lose the 10 seed, you're just out, right?
You're just out.
So yeah, so they'll lose to whoever, the Suns or the Warriors. In the first game on the road, and they'll be out. This season is so hard to gauge, because if you had told me 4 months ago, they're going to be 29-30 and whatever, I'd be like, oh, okay, there's progress. But Yang is not a thing, which that's not a surprise. That's not a surprise. But like, I don't know how to look at the Blazers, because we've not seen Sharp and Scoot. It's year three of those two together. What if they played 82 games together in 3 years?
Maybe.
It's insane. So, like, this year kind of sucks. They're going to make the play-in. But I feel like this year is, again, another just complete waste of a season. And that's not on, like, the franchise. That's just how the cookie crumbled, so to speak. But it's just kind of frustrating, where it's like, oh, now they got Scoot back. Let's see. And I'm not a Scoot guy. I think he'll play in the NBA for a decade. I don't think he's a difference maker. I think that was a miss. That's unfortunate. But there's just, I don't know what next year I'm really looking forward to. Do I think Drew Holiday is really part of the long-term plan?
Dang.
Jeremy Grant, goddamn, everyone wants to get rid of him. Like, he stinks. It's just a tough, I don't know. It's after they've been so shitty for 3 years, it feels kind of weird being like, they're going to get into the play-in, but I'm not that excited about it. No, personally.
Well, I see it on the horizon, right? Because Denny turned himself into an all-star level player. Klingon's going to be one of the best bigs.
That is
going
true.
Forward
those two,
here. Yeah, I really like Klingon. Kamara, if he could consistently hit a three. Mm-hmm. No, I thought he was going to have a big jump year. I'm a huge Vit Krejcik. I like Vit. And fucking Time Lord looks like he's got a little juice back left.
Oh, I love there. I love Time Lord.
Yeah, he's got a little juice left in him, I think. But it is right. It's Shaedon Sharpe, don't know. Stay healthy for once. Scoot's back now. He has the chance to show it. He's been okay. Didn't fine.
But even like the game the other night, it was like, oh, he had 17 or 19 points. Yeah. And then there's 20 seconds left. They're down two and he's dribbling up the ball. They steal it from him in the backcourt because he does a stupid spin move. They dunk it. Game's functionally over.
Yeah.
Frustrating guy to watch.
No. So it's back to what, before the season even started, of you trade Jeremy Grant, you trade Scoot. You trade or Sharp, you trade some, you gotta, they need more pieces. They need healthy pieces. So do whatever you gotta do.
It's the same. The problem with the Blazers is it's the same thing over and over again.
So they're the Blazers.
It's hard to get excited for the same thing. And if the same thing's not what the Chiefs were doing, like just winning titles, like, then it's like, okay, well then.
It's been 2 years since I've won a title as a Chiefs fan.
Yeah,
so,
it's been since I've won a title.
I was waiting to see if you would catch that.
I love it. By the way, we went a minute over on Blazers. All right,
we'll wrap up the Blazers with that.
Yeah, Young Hansen is a bust. Swoosh. Yes, I feel.
That's a question mark at the end of that.
So, all right.
Jody Allen
is
shut
Hansen
up,
a bust.
Silly woman.
It's the best goddamn thing I've ever heard. He's such a prick, but fuck me.
He's such
funny.
A prick.
So funny. God damn it.
God.
Okay. I got
one more quick sports thing here.
Okay.
So, baseball spring training starting. It's going. It's spring training. No one really cares. WBC's coming up. That's cool. I'm going to watch that. So, we all know baseball is going to get shut down here after this season, because they got a lot of shit they got to figure out. But one thing they just released today was that their early projections, because they want to drop that salary cap down. They don't like how the Dodgers are spending money, so much money and winning now. So they came out today of a salary cap where they're going to want to set it at like 260 to 280 million.
Good luck with that.
Yes, but on the other end, they are talking about putting a salary floor in.
That's what I want to see.
Like 160 million.
Where was that shit when the A's were in Oakland? Like, Fisher's going to get rid of the team, like, period. He will refuse, right? Like,
to pay $160 million, you're yeah. forced to pay it? Yeah.
He will refuse.
There was as of last year's salary, there was 10 teams that would be under the $160 million yeah. threshold. And one of them was like almost $100 million under, Miami. So that's a bigger problem in my eyes. There was five teams that was over the 260, 280 million mark. Dodgers just happened to be $100 million over the 280. I don't know how you fix that. Just give me a floor at least. That's the only thing I see to save baseball. You need a floor.
I think that floor is a little aggressive. Just 160 million. Just as, at that point, you're just going to be like, well, I'm going to pay this guy who hits 240 20 million instead of the 9 million he deserves. Just, yeah. Which is great for them. Players union.
The players union
salary
like that.
Cap. But they that would be a thing. But yes, there should be some sort of a mechanism where even if it's not a floor, if you don't hit a certain amount, well, then you don't get all the TV money.
Yep.
Like you don't have to spend like whatever. But if you don't hit this threshold, this whole, then okay. You don't get the NBC money. You don't get the whatever. Because, yeah, the bottom of the league, like the Pirates owner, what a fucking joke. Like yeah, the exactly. Royals owner, what a fucking joke. Like, the Marlins.
Miami,
the Marlins the are a perpetual fucking joke. The A's, and the A's are a joke, but you could convince yourself, well, who are they going to pay in Sacramento? Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one wants to go there. When they go to Las Vegas, which is a cool city, maybe better they'll spend more money. They won't with John Fisher, but. You know what I mean? There does need to be something for the bottom. And I, even at the top, the Dodgers thing is tricky to me because they're not breaking a single rule.
No.
They didn't invent this deferred payment. It's been going on since the 90s.
80s.
You know, at least the mid-90s, maybe even the early 80s. Well, probably even like in the 60s. They're like, well, we'll give you $15,000 10 years down the road, yeah. You know, oh, sign me up. But the Dodgers do kind of do it in a way that's, I don't know. Slimy is not the word. That is not the word. I'm not here to complain about the Dodgers.
Well, aren't your Chiefs doing shit like that? Aren't they trying to like restructuring? Like, your Niners do it too, right?
That's just the NFL.
It's not deferred though. Like you can't.
It's
do
not
what the
deferred.
Dodgers are doing. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But it's just like, okay, I get you. The Guggenheims run the Dodgers. They can defer this bullshit out where even like the Yankees and the Mets are like, ugh, yeah. That's a little rich for our blood. But again, like, I don't want to shit on the Dodgers. They're not breaking any rule. But like there is something about what the Dodgers are doing where I'm like, I just feel like that the amount they're doing it with is kind of against the spirit of deferred contracts. Yeah. But
like Shohei can't be making any rules. Shohei can't be having $8 million on the books.
Yes, like, that's thing. Is it's like, yeah.
Google, great. You can't defer more than 50%.
Yes, there's got to be something like that. Whatever there is, it can't be you signed the richest contract, but you're making less than the middle reliever for the Brewers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you've signed the biggest contract in history. But on the books, you're making Hippolito Pichardo money. It just
that was the old NFL one. Like, oh, this quarterback's getting paid $350 million if he hits all his incentives and makes it to every year. It's like, yeah,
right,
he's making $45 million.
Yeah.
Juicing those contracts.
That might be like the biggest rich guy flex ever. That you're assuming generational money and the fact that it will never change. Like not only are you going to be rich, but you're going to die and your estate will eventually take over this franchise and continue to be rich and pay these people this amount of money. Like, that's a fucking flex, man.
Wow. There's probably a way they're going to work around where they don't have to pay California state taxes on that deferred money as well.
That is a thing. Yes.
Yeah. Because technically they're not working later on that deferred money. You could move to Florida. There you go.
Move back to Japan.
No, it's like, like Jeter, he lived in Tampa because, well, that's where spring training is.
Yep.
But brother, like you.
Brother.
Your place of employment is in the Bronx for 7 months out of the year. But good for them. The rich, they always seem to find a way to skirt these things.
Skirt.
Unfortunate.
DuckDuckChef with a good point. He thinks that the team should pay catering managers more money, and I agree.
I think we should probably. I think we might have to fire all those people.
Yeah. Speaking of flexes, man, just a reminder that his wife is cooler than your wife. I guess working for a Major League Baseball team—that's kind of rad.
I mean, what?
I mean, it's Rockies.
The Rockies. So
let's
come on. This ain't the fucking Bronx Bombers here, the Doyers.
I've heard that's a kick-ass stadium, by the way. Like my dad and stepmom used to live in Aurora, and they'd go to Rockies games sometimes. And I've heard it's cool, man. So, yeah.
Were they in that movie theater that faithfully?
Let's not. You know, you didn't have to, but you sure did. No, they weren't. Wasn't it the Batman movie? Wasn't it like Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. That sucks.
I mean, it's kind of, in a dark way.
It's Bane.
Walking in and going, I am the Batman.
Yeah. Or Bane.
I meant justice.
It'd be extremely
I think it's cooler to be Batman.
For you.
For you.
Yep. For you.
All right, let's do our list. Our list this week comes from Swoosh McDuck in our Discord. Join our Discord, won't you? Sports Brewery and Discord. It is a place where you can hang with us, bullshit with us, give us list ideas. Also, movie suggestions. We watch a movie podcast. We watch a movie every week and then do a podcast every Sunday. You can give us movie suggestions in there for ones you want to listen to us talk about. So get in Discord and Sports Brewery in there.
How about our movie this week?
Yeah, I could give that now, or I could give it later, but our movie this week is Ski's movie. It is Copland. It is on Paramount.
Fucking cop. Fucking co-op.
He's a co-op.
Land of fucking co-ops.
So there's a land in New Jersey full of fucking
Jersey.
Co-ops. So watch the Stallone movie, Copland. A lot of other fucking, like the cast.
Everyone.
The cast of that movie is crazy. But yeah, watch that. Listen to us talk about it. It's on Paramount Plus. So our list, it sort of started. There's a i5 Commuters is a page on Instagram. I think they have like a TikTok too. I'm still not on TikTok, but it's a fucking great follow. It's two guys who just drive drive on I-5, and like they also drive through Portland, and they just like they see people doing dumb driving shit, annoying driving shit, and they just like yell at them while they're in the car. Like, oh, there you go. Oh, you're just going to do a fucking
late cigarette.
Signal.
Light the cigarette. Oh, it's lit. Ah.
That's the one. I see you watching your fucking phone while you're driving. You thought we didn't see
nice
you.
Nice trap job.
So the one I shared in the Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord, was them at a light in Portland, and there was like construction on the right, and people were waiting till the last minute to merge over, and were doing exactly what the fuck I do, which is I coordinate with the people in front of me, the people behind me, to fuck that person over. There is no fucking way they are going to get ahead of me or behind me if they wait till the last fucking minute to merge over. Fuck that noise. And it's different.
There's always a weak. There's always a weak link.
So, and I will say it is different when you're doing the normal merge, because if you're like merging onto Beltline or something like that, you're supposed to go as fast as you possibly can until the end and then zipper in. That's what you're supposed to do. But this was different. This is when you're at a red light and you clearly see what's happening, and then you speed up to the front and try to cut ahead. Now, fuck that. Fuck that. So that's what the video was that I shared. And our list comes from Swoosh McDuck. It is top three things that other drivers do that annoy you. Good follow, by the way. I-5 commuters. Definitely recommend. I can start if you guys don't want to, whatever. So I'll start. Driving slow in the left lane. Like driving the speed limit in the left lane on the freeway. Like
the left lane is for passing.
It always seems to be people from Washington. Have you noticed that too? Like, if you see a Washington plate, there's a really good chance they're just camping in the left lane going the speed limit. Like, passing people on the right, like, what am I doing here? I'll do it. I used to do it on my Prius all the time, man. Wild. Just wild behavior. 2026, we still have people going the speed limit in the left lane on the freeway. It's crazy.
Oh, I'll go.
My number three. Number three is the same. Just camping in the left.
Crazy.
All right. My number three is people that don't use your blinkers. It's not fucking hard to hit your little lever to indicate you wanting to turn. Fucking pisses me. It's just lazy. It pisses me off.
It is lazy. That's the thing that pisses me off, is it's so easy. Like, just do your, like, who taught you how to drive, man? Like, you're trying to cause accidents at this point. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Especially on there's a bunch of intersections and turns and stuff. Like, it's got a heavy traffic. And so sometimes you have a little gap you could shoot.
Yeah.
If you see that person throw on a blinker early, you know they're turning. Nope, they don't throw it on, and they end up turning, and they cost you, 3 or 4 minutes of having to sit through another, run of cars.
Similar to my number three. If I see somebody who is obviously trying to get in the lane and their turn signal's not on, fuck them. Fuck them. No chance. Absolutely no chance. Sometimes, if they do put their turn signal on, then I'll be like, oh, now I know you want to change lanes. Go right ahead, sir. The aloha spirit, right? Like, yeah. Otherwise, go fuck yourself. I'm passionate about this. WCP's number three in the chat, not using the turn signal. Swoosh McDuck, obvious left lane campers. Boobles, people who don't know how to use a roundabout.
Send that fucking bullshit back across the fucking pond.
The pond. Duck Duck Chef, drivers who stop in crosswalks. This guy would have arrested Masoli. I can tell you that much. This guy's a cop. This guy's a fucking cop. Sports and Suds. Hey, nice to see you in here, man. Drivers who use their brights all the time. Or cars that have those fucking like halogen ones or whatever. It's fucking annoying as hell, man.
I gotta admit, we bought some new lights a couple weeks ago, and they're the annoying. It wasn't on purpose.
No,
it was just like an Amazon. And no, it's, I feel like an asshole. I keep, people keep on like,
you are,
your brights are on. I'm like, no, I just, fuck
how,
me.
How good do you see now?
Oh, amazing.
It's like the daytime, right?
But I don't like, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it.
You do have people flashing their lights at you.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
And I get it. I look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago, I went to Albertsons and I park. And I think I actually mentioned it a couple weeks ago on just an off comment here. And I parked and this guy was in his like little like just whatever Toyota Corolla, whatever he was in. And he's like, ah! And I was like, fuck, I'm such an asshole. And I just got out of the car and like scurried into Albertsons.
Oh, just think if you had your car that your lights stay on for like 10 seconds after you get out. And
oh, these ones do.
Yeah,
these ones
do. Just blind the shit out of people.
Yeah, I'm guilty as charged. But I didn't do it on purpose. I was just like, oh, I'm a dipshit. I don't know. White lights. I don't know.
White lights. Okay, so my number two is, you can probably tell I do this like every single day. Like I live off River Road. My kid goes to school off Coburg Road. So I am on the Beltline River Road, Coburg Road intersection, Delta Highway every single fucking time I pick up my kid from school. People who slow down and merge too quick. So like when you're in a merging lane, and the people who just stop and put their turn signal on and wait until somebody lets them in. That fucking kills me. I go around those people all the time. I go around because why are you stopping? Like the whole point is you merge. It's a zipper thing. Like you all are supposed to be going as fast as you can possibly go and then zippering in. It's not, you're not like leaving a parking lot. Like you're on fucking Beltline. It's 55 miles an hour. Move your ass, dude. And so I go around those people all the time. The worst. Fucking, oh. My kid's going to have like, because I it happens all the time and I just bitch about it all the time when I'm driving. And my kid like knows the proper way to drive now. But he's also going to be like in therapy in his 30s and being like, yeah, dad always fucking bitched about cars and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, it could be worse. All right, what you got?
My number two is the roundabout thing. But it's not. So there's a place I stay at every summer. It's in La Pine. And like it's like a mile away.
Ooh, from, la, la.
But it's like a mile away from Sun River, right? Mm-hmm. And so you pull in and there's that big roundabout. But to even get to La Pine, you go through like 7,000 roundabouts because Central Oregon loves roundabouts. And in Springfield on MLK, I'm so bad with street names.
There's some like
know.
In the Thurston area too in Springfield.
Like yeah. by Riverbend.
Going towards Riverbend, yeah.
Yeah, there are these, and it's people that will change lanes to the right and then realize, oh, they're not turning right. They're not going straight. They're actually going to the left of the roundabout and just no turn signal, no nothing. Just go and cross the line like it's just a normal thing. It was like, you were in the left lane. What in your brain processed this?
And that's okay. And that you don't need to acknowledge it. Like if you are forced to cut somebody off and like do something like that, at least throw the hand up. You know? Throw the hand up. Be like, I fucked up. You know? I'll be pissed at you, but at least I'm like, all right.
But
you
they
acknowledge.
Don't even know they're doing it. They don't even understand they're doing it. That's what drives me insane.
Fucking hockey players.
I'm baseball pretty players. Light on crime, but if you acknowledge you commit a crime, I'm fine. If you have no idea you did a crime, go to jail.
Self-awareness,
right?
At least baseline. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Central Oregon. What is up with all your fucking roundabouts? There's no reason.
It's really weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah. What you got, Ski?
My number two is women. Am I right? My number two is actually not far off. My number two is Prius drivers just as a whole on the roads.
That's not me anymore. So.
They are terrible drivers. And I hate them.
Take your cars back to Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ski.
Get your little hybrid shit off the fucking road.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I drive American. It's a fully torqued engine. Like, let's go, boys. Rum, rum. You know what I'm saying? I'm spending shit tons of money on gas. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you are. Like a real fucking American.
There's no way. Ski, you don't drive an American car, do you?
No, I only drive Japanese.
Absolutely. I
drive quality automobiles that don't break down and run.
It's like, wait a minute. All right, let's see. Two's in the chat. You guys are chatting so much that I have to like look closely at the screen that you guys can see us on. Drivers who don't. Ski, can you read them?
Yep. Dr. Chef, number two, drivers who don't clear snow off the top of the car.
What's the...
That's me, that's baby! Totally. Every 3 years, I love playing that game. I'm like...
Ooh. When's it going to fall? When's it going to fall?
Who am I going to hit on Beltline and fuck them up?
Yeah.
Love it. Such a good game. Because they can't do anything. They're blinded. Nope. Yeah. So I just speed up about 20 miles an hour for about 40 seconds. I'm gone.
No, you pick them out. You're like, who's my bitch? And then you like get in front of them. Just do, and then just you're do like, a little, you go slow.
Is it a little brake check? Like, is it a little brake check?
A little brake check.
What's going to... Yeah, it's a little...
Love it.
Love that game.
Yeah, we don't gotta worry about that here though.
No problem.
Any fucking snow. Let's see. WCP number two, camping in the fast lane. Get out of the left lane, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yep.
Swoosh or duck. People who don't renew their tags.
He's a co-op.
That's a running thing, by the way, in our Discord, if you don't know. What was Boobles?
Boobles was the people who pull out in front from a stop and then drive slowly. So they jam out in front of you and then they go slow.
Go the fucking speed limit at least. You fucking selfish prick. Okay.
And then sports and suds.
I'm fine.
People that back into a single parking space.
Fucking dorks.
Yeah.
Fucking dorks.
Oh, every single parking space. Yeah. Those are mostly truck drivers. People that drive trucks. Higher percentage fucking doing that nerds. Than most.
So this is like 4 years ago at work. We had our office was getting like renovated. So we moved across the street for like 6 months and we were up, you know, like third floor. I just looked out in the parking lot. And it fucking killed me how often I would see someone. There was no one in the parking lot. This is still kind of COVID. COVID's over, but there's still a lot of working remotely type going on. The parking lot would be fucking empty. You could pull into a space, through a space, so you could just drive out front. People would still fucking back in. And I'd be like, there's no one near you. Just drive through the space. You don't need to back into it. There's no reason. I'd bang on the window. That was like my last big Twitter war with like someone I know. Shout out to Big Sean. Because he's a backer inner as well. I mean, you know, it keeps your skills sharp. It keeps your skills sharp. No, there's no one around. He's like, well, statistically, at my work at PGE, this is what he said. Statistically, at my work at PGE, we have to park in backwards. So it's just good to sharpen the knife and keep your utility tools good to go. I was like, no, there are 200 parking spots here. 30 of them are filled. Just park like a normal person. Well, statistically, if you back out, you're more apt. Cool. There's no one at work.
That makes so much sense for him, by the way. Like,
I live in Eugene. No one works in this town. what are we doing?
Exactly.
Well, what's your guys' take on not the person that backs into the spot, but if it's like two spots facing each other, they drive through one spot to get to the other spot so they're facing out?
I don't mind that. It's economical.
It is risky, though, because another car might be pulling in there and they don't see them.
It's kind of a dick.
But the thing is we all, but it's 2026. Most cars will tell you, like, oh, there's an atomic bomb coming up close to you. So, I
there's
mean,
an,
like,
there's an ant near you. They'll let you know.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, shit. So I don't mind that one. Mm. But yeah. Oh, backer inners. Just get out of my life.
Worst kind of person.
PG said.
Statistically.
Someone driving a, be a Prius driver, that's a backer inner.
It's like racist.
Just shoot them now. Just shoot them now.
Genociders, like people who back into spaces with Priuses. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make fun of Prius drivers now. That's crazy, man. What a world.
Did you ever have a sticker on your Prius that said, no. Look at my sick Prius knot or whatever
Nobody,
that is?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He had a coexist sticker on his.
Coexist in a country fair sticker. That's what you have.
Yeah.
Maybe a little, maybe an LS, maybe a little dancing bear, LSD bear on there.
Yeah. You still had your Obama Biden sticker from 2008.
Yes, the Yes We Can sticker.
Yes, we can. Hope.
Si se puede. Yeah, hope. That's right. It was hope. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Didn't work well for us, but you know.
I guess there are multiple of those cars out on our roads currently.
Yes.
Prius drivers who back into spaces with snow on the top of their cars. Booble. Yeah. Good call.
That's
a good point. Real quick. Sportsman says the I'm with her sticker. That's the one. That's the Hillary one.
That's Hillary. Yeah.
Remember the I'm with Herbert sticker that somebody made too?
I do remember that. Just on the political sticker thing, drive to work, probably at least twice a week, I see this big fucking F-250, whatever, big old truck. And it still has like the NASCAR branded Let's Go Brandon sticker on the back. And I'm just like, buddy, do you know who's in office? Like that saying was like 4 years ago now. It's not even funny. Like it's not topical. Just tear it off.
It stopped being funny while Biden was still president. Like
it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
It never started being funny.
That's fair.
But at least it was topical. We all knew what it was at the time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man,
bro.
I'm not asking you to put a Trump sticker on there or anything, but
yeah.
His brain is kimchi. He lives in Delaware. He's a civilian now. Tear it off.
That's good stickers from Swoosh. The Punisher decal or the Oregonian decal.
No.
The Punisher decal cracks me up because there is a 60% chance that people have no idea that the Punisher is actually abjectly against what they stand for.
Cop killer. He's a cop killer.
They're bootlickers. Yeah. With an I support ICE, sticker on the left side of their car.
Famously,
what the Punisher stands for.
Famously, Punisher like kills cops.
Yeah.
You can't have the Punisher and the blue line stickers together. You can't. It doesn't make sense.
I get it. It's a cool looking decal. I get it.
Yeah.
But your points aren't making sense.
Wild. Oregonian, too. It's like a literal gun that has Oregonian written in it. Yeah. Anyway.
Like having a cancel student loans sticker and then a Nelnet sticker on the other side. It just doesn't quite jive.
Yep. All right. Ones. My number one is people who come to a four-way stop and let people go before it's their turn. So they get up to the four-way stop and they're like, yeah, go ahead. No, you go. No, fuck that, bro. You're so selfish. They think that they're being nice. They think they're being courteous. But what they're doing is they're fucking over everybody else who's behind them. Like now everybody behind you has to wait. And they're not even thinking about them. They're just thinking like, oh, I'm going to be a good person and let this person go. I'm in no hurry. It's fine. You go ahead. No, not everybody's you, bro. Not everybody's living your fucking Prius backing in lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Hate that shit. All right. That's my one.
Ski kind of stole mine, but it's the same thing, basically. driving with a vagina.
Shut up, silly woman.
Don't need them.
Nope.
Nope. No place. Stay at home. I got it. I can go to Albertsons. Yeah. I can keep up with the flow of traffic. I know how to use a turn signal.
I can drive you to the store.
I don't get distracted when I'm changing the radio. I'm not putting makeup on. I'm not doing girl math. I'm just going from A to B. I'm a man. Totalitarian.
I think Ski's number one's probably going to be Asian woman based on everything he's been talking about so far.
Like I said, Asians make fantastic cars, fine drivers. My number one, it's not just a blanket statement of like people that don't go to speed limit. Yeah, that's stupid. Everyone agrees with that. It's people that take like six blocks to get to the speed limit. Like I don't need to speed. I like going, 3 to 5, maybe 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Ooh, dangerous.
But I like to get to the speed limit quick. I like to get up to speed. Motherfuckers that just feather that gas from 0, they're going to get it up to 10, then they're going to slowly peter to 12. It's like, hit the fucking gas, get to 25, and let's call it fucking good so we can get places.
It's the same thing that I was talking about with like the merging and people who stop. Like the idea is you get going as fast as you possibly can to the speed limit or a little bit above the speed limit. So you're not being a jerk to everybody else who's behind you or everybody you're like pulling in front of. Like it's actually a courtesy thing. Like you're being courteous to the drivers who are also on the road with you. Like get fucking moving.
Oh, you know those quick turn lights and stuff like that. And someone just sits and peters out there and only 2 or 3 cars are getting through because they're taking forever. Hit the gas so we could fucking go.
It's another one, too, is like when you're in a turn lane at a light and you have oncoming traffic, like the people who just wait at the line instead of...
No, get out in the middle of the fucking road.
Get out in the middle of the fucking road
so
you can turn as soon as there's an opening. Like, get your ass moving. Man.
Women, am I right?
All right, will you read the ones? I can't see any of them above Duck Duck.
Swoosh McDuck, and there's only one above him. Drivers who hit their brakes / slow down in the through lane of travel before getting into a turn pocket. Especially on the highway, motherfucker, it's 300 feet long. Slow down in that lane.
That was a little wordy. Didn't know we were getting a thesis. Way to go, doctor. Way to go, doctor.
I'm sorry that happened, or I'm happy for you. Yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, too long. Didn't read.
Okay, I can see the rest.
Yeah,
of
you can
there.
Read
Faulkner over here. Jesus,
there's a bunch of long ones here. Be prepared.
Shakespeare, yeah. God damn.
Oof, God, I got my glasses. My doctor says I can't read without my glasses. Duck Duck Chef number one: drivers who try and catch a peep while I'm kneading her throat while I'm driving. If you don't know what that's a reference to, Google Tez Johnson. Google Tez Johnson. And
I'm going to come.
Yep. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Maybe not that day, but like, I'm sure he did eventually.
Ex-fiance had
emotional damage.
Sports and Suds, number one, the car that is going straight at a red light, but is on their phone. So they go into the intersection when the left turn lane gets a green light.
The late
entry.
By the way,
if you're out there,
you gotta know. You sit behind the line. You wait until you know there's a window where you'll get to the crosswalk.
Then you
at
get
least.
The fuck out there. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm with you, man. Booble number one.
That Costco intersection, like where you can merge on to Beltline and then go past it to the light. That's a bad intersection for motherfuckers that love to just stop in the intersection.
Yep. It happens at the River Road one too, like off Beltline. Yeah. Booble's motorcycles that drive in between cars on the freeway.
I'm fine with that. They just got to know the risks. You might catch a car merging at you.
I don't like it. I think it's rude. get a car like a normal person. You're not impressing me. I hope it's cold. I hope eventually you lose a leg. I hope someone opens a door. Because you're just being rude. You're just cutting. You're cutting the line.
You are a cutter. You are a cutter.
They're Nepo they're basically Nepo commuters. They're just cutting the line.
Why is that like legal?
Some states it's not.
I don't think it is.
Some states it's not.
Oregon is definitely legal.
This is why you get a motorcycle, though, is because you can break laws and they can't catch you. Like, you just get away. Huh. Like, unless there's a motorcycle cop, which there aren't many, like, you're gone. Like, you can just do whatever you want, like, on the road. Yeah, fuck you guys. Play by the rules.
Yeah, it makes me very mad. but in my heart of hearts, I'm like, well, you know, at some point, you're going to die on this road.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it'll happen.
I won't. Like I said, it's a risk. I've got a cage around.
I got airbags, baby.
You have a leather jacket and shorts. Good luck
in life with those, with that combination. WCP number one, not knowing how to merge onto the freeway, as in not accelerating to freeway speed using the on ramp. Nut the fuck up and put the go pedal on the floor. Exactly what I was saying. That. Move your ass. Let's see. Honorable mention, Jeep drivers and their fucking rubber ducks from Duck Duck Chef.
Oh, God. I don't understand that one. I don't know the origin of it. I could Google it. I know I could, but I'm like, I don't want to.
Is it something like swingers and a pineapple?
The upside down pineapple.
Yeah, is it like something like that?
Yeah.
I hope so. And he probably sees a lot of that shit out in Eastern Oregon, too. Let's see. Swoosh Honorable mentioned the rule that cyclists don't have to obey stop signs, four-way stops, because they'd have to start pedaling again. Yeah.
Shout out to AK-47, who probably does that every day.
Cyclists can... Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, you got one more. Booble. Big trucks who park in two spots like they're special. I want to pop their fucking tires every time.
Yeah.
I used to just spit on their car handles. With people that parked in handicapped spots that didn't have a sticker or parked like assholes like that. I just spit on their handle.
I fucking love that. By the way, this list has been like 45 minutes. This has been the most involved list that we've like ever done. And I feel okay about that.
We were making good time.
I thought we were. And then we started the list.
We were.
Yep. Let's see. Any other ones? Yeah. I think we're good. So, okay. So, again, movie on Sunday is Copland. It's on Paramount Plus. So, watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Find us on YouTube. We are on Twitch right now. But if you're listening to this, find us on Twitch. Sports Brewery and all of the things. You can watch us. You can listen to us. It's, you know, whatever. Speaking of which, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.